Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Freeloaders.
Freeloaders.
I mean,
oh,
guests.
I mean,
oh, yes.
So lovely to speak to you guys.
What have you been up to?
What have you been up to?
You're going on holiday.
Are you going on holiday?
That's lovely.
Have you bought anything nice from the shop?
Yeah, have you maybe invested in BT Sport or Sky Sports? Spent some money
or Bitcoin.
You've clearly got Bitcoin.
Oh, you got Bitcoin.
Do you know what you're doing with that?
Of course, I know what I'm doing. You've got to know about cryptocurrency.
Yes,
is that it goes up as well as down. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's virtual money. Okay.
Right. Okay.
But it operates the same way as stocks and shares.
What? How do you know what you're investing in? Well, the more unethical, the better.
Yeah, I mean, guns and
yeah, well, they have all the rage.
Well, that's stocks and shares. With cryptocurrency, it's cryptocurrency.
What does that mean? So just buying and selling?
I don't know what it means. Someone approaches me and says, do you want to do this? I go, yes, I do. Where do I sign? It's £1,000.
Yeah, and it's not real money, so...
Well, it is real money. Like, I buy my bitcoins, my cryptocurrency, of which I've got loads now.
Right.
And then you watch as the money goes, as the value of the cryptocurrency goes
up.
And it shoots through the roof like it's done for me. It shot up to like £15,000.
Yes.
Yeah, it did. And I thought, I'll just hang on to it for half an hour longer, see where it goes.
Yeah.
And then it goes down to like minus £15,000. Right. So at the moment, I owe them a lot of money.
Okay.
But I'm convinced that it will turn the corner very soon. It's all based on the Russian-Ukraine war.
Okay.
I don't know in what way it's based on that.
Okay.
But it is based on it.
That's not your field of
expertise. That's not my area.
But if you've got money to spend on that...
It's a sound investment.
Yeah.
It is a sound investment.
I mean,
invested in all sorts of things.
Oh, my God.
Cigarette companies.
Yeah. All the stuff that really makes some money.
Gambling companies.
South African diamond mines. British National Party.
Guns.
Anything that's carcinogenic,
yeah.
Really dodgy chemicals and that.
Yeah.
But the point
is... There's money to be made.
There's money to... And if you've got the sort of money that you can chuck about with gay abandon, you wouldn't be listening to this, would you? You'd be invested in the Patreon.
Well, I will say this. Mm. A lot of the money that we get from Patreon is invested very wisely in cryptocurrency and
arms trade,
the drug trade, and there's money to be made in America. All right, you can say that it's unethical to invest it in that, Angelos. So, and I say to you, yes, it is.
Yes.
But the money that I receive, and it's a lot of it, I then spend on good causes. So it is a conundrum.
Yeah.
It is a conundrum. And when I say good causes, I mean labyrinth.
Yes.
You know,
gambling,
that is a good cause.
Good fun.
Benching and edges.
Yes.
It's a good cause for me. It's a cause celebre.
I would just say this. Any money that you invest in our Patreon company. Yeah. This is the great thing about it. I will take it.
You will?
That's it. And we'll we'll have a variety of
picnics.
Picnics, takeaways, pizzas.
Yeah.
How lovely for you to help me and my mum.
You donated that
money. We've got plenty of money. We just would like some more. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I agree.
We don't spend it on anything ethical. In fact, we'd spunk
like
it up the
wall. What I would like to do is take in a refugee, really. With the money that I get from the Patreon.
But will you?
I will take... What I want to do is take in a refugee from a foreign...
Good
foreign.
For you.
I want to do that.
You want to do that.
Have I done it?
No.
No, I haven't done it. And have I taken steps to do it?
No, I haven't done that. No.
But if I just have that in my mind, like it's a goal that I want to do, then I'm more willing to like
think about it,
and it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That when I'm spending the money on things like sweets and
fags
and the bookies and booze and stuff like that, I think to myself, that's what I'm spending it on today.
Yeah.
But when the refugee comes to the house, and that's where the money will go, you know.
I'd like to think that when I get money from the Patreon, occasionally a little bit dribbles through, I'd be investing in some ecological
saving.
It's so fragile. There's so much good work you can do, helping the homeless, for example.
Right.
But I want to do it. Of course, who wouldn't? But
it's just opening that door.
Well, the problem is it means spending the money that I would have. Don't want to get too technical, but it means instead of me spending it on pizzas and food and drink, we like a drink, me and Margaret. Instead of spending it on myself and Margaret.
Instead of spending it on that, it would mean spending it on something. You don't get nothing.
What do I get out of helping the Ukrainian?
Right. And the ecology is very good.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, I would like to spend my money helping to plant more trees.
Yes, that's very admirable.
If I spend money on helping plant trees, that's just not getting 200 quid and chucking it in a sea.
Yeah.
I don't get nothing out of that. Yeah. Like if I get 200 quid and spend it on fags, I feel good.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like I have a drink.
Exactly.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
And especially if I have a drink, because then I think, I'm going to save the world with the ecology. It makes me plan stuff.
Yeah, that's
when the money comes in, it just goes.
Do you understand, guys?
Yeah,
it's a little complex, but if we were to give it to charity or something, do you see the flip side of that is
the problem is we don't get nothing out of that. I mean, I'd love to give that. Write a big old check out for charity.
Big old check out.
Yeah,
signing that.
You get the photo, and you get all the photos in the press and that. But you don't get nothing back. I've done it in the past. So I won't lie. When I've gone to one of these big charity events and I bid on something like tea for two with me and Boris Johnson. And I bid on it like 20 grand and all that. And then I said, I'll donate 15 grand to this cause.
Yeah.
And then they have me up with a big check and all that stuff. And we have the photo taken and all that, lovely. And then when they take you in the back room, I often say, well, can you give us some money? And I always thought, I've got it.
Yeah.
And all right, it's a bit embarrassing, it's quite awkward.
Yeah.
But I don't care. because I've got my photo in the paper with a big cheque, and everyone thinks, oh, you should be good, you know.
Very often I've been to those awards, there's all footballers there.
A lot of footballers.
I get to meet all of them, all and the it's time. Going, do I hear 500, 600? Signed really? Jeff Hurst shirt from 66, will help disadvantaged kids. Yeah. Oh, I've got my head out all the time. They go, do I hear 500? I go, I'll give you 5,000.
I'll give you.
If it's for the kids, I go, good calls. And all that. Afterwards, I've done glad-handed everyone. I've met Linda Lusardi.
Yeah, you're professional.
Get out.
So here's my card if you ever need anything.
And there's someone from the, I don't know, the cancer charity or something in the back room. Right, thank you.
So we should divvy up.
Let's divvy up what we know. You're the Jeffers, that's for you. And I said, Margaret, stick that in the car, you know.
Get it in the car quick.
Get it in the car. Is that proper sign? Yes, there's the certificate.
Yeah, for authentication.
So there's just a small matter. Everyone's gone by now. The cleaners are sweeping
it. Because you drag it out.
And then I go, and they go, well, you bid on it. And I go, I have got a terrible memory situation. They go, no. And I go, oh, I see. Oh, you believe in charities for other things, but my terrible memory.
I think I've got early onset
Alzheimer's. I've got early onset Alzheimer's. Yeah. And, they go,
and this is a charity for that.
They know what it's for cancer, and you go, oh, is it?
I don't know.
You're being anti Alzheimer's. So, in secret, I'm through the window, I go to Margaret, get a car running.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
Stick your hand up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, stick your hand up. Show willing.
Show willing.
When it actually comes to coughing up.
No, don't. Why would you do that?
You don't get nothing out of it.
No. So, if you want to invest in Patreon, rest assured, go to
patreon.com/
Angelos and Barry Show. And it is our promise we will not give any one penny of that to charity. But imagine us over the summer sitting
by if you want us to say that we will do that,
I will tell people.
We will tell you that we will do it.
But we won't.
We probably won't do that. Because we need it.
Yeah, I need a new pair of shorts.
I need a new pair of shoes.
We'll spend it. Well, I dare say, if you're buying a pair of shoes in Shoe Fair, you might for a second think of these people who've contributed.
I might think, but then again, you might not. Give them a second thought. I just think, I wonder where this money's come from.
But then you'll be distracted.
One of my various concerns.
That's right. Anyway, then they'd be like, you, sir, would you like to buy the suede cleaner and the brush? Yeah, fuck it, I will.
Why not? I'll chuck it in the basket.
Yeah, don't care. Please help us out.
To persuade you to invest.
All right, none of it to charity. Please go to patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. Okay. See you next week. Bye. Get your hand in your pocket. Bye. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.